Gemara Daf Memtes says as principle, Gufa Rebbe Omer Ein Chosmim B'Shnayim. Someone says you can't have two themes in one chsima of a bracha. Mekadosh Shabbos Sov Azmanim Chutz Mizu. Umayshna Hocha Chadhi Hosam Tavti Kol Chad V'Chad B'Ap B'Nafsha. So the Gemara says here this machlokes Rashi quotes between himself and the Bahag. What does it mean Ein Chosmim B'Shnayim? So according to Rashi, Mekadosh Yisrael is the Shechadoshim and Shabbos is one theme because it's Mekadosh Yisrael, the Mekadosh Lizmanim, and Mekadosh Yisrael and Shabbos and Yontif, Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael, and of Rosh Chodeshim or Yontif, that these don't represent Chayis Mishnayim because Shabbos and Yontif, according to Rashi, are one theme, the Kedusha, and they merge into one. And the Bahag gives the opposite opinion. The Bahag is, which is quoted in the Rashi, the Chayis Mishnayim, the Kadoshav Yisrael, the Hazmanim, it's because since, on the contrary, they're two different kedushas, not commensurate, so that's okay. But to have one theme in the bracha, which are equivalent, so that's a redundancy. So Rashi and the Bahag have exact opposite opinions in terms of how you understand Ein Chosmim B'Shnayim. But the Rav pointed out there's a fundamental machloikis then between Rashi and the Bahag about the nature of Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yontif. According to Rashi, you can say Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim because they merge into one Kedushas Hayom. Because Shabbos and Yontif, when they fall together, represent one Kedushas Hayom. And therefore the Kabbonis that you bring on Shabbos Yontif, the Musafim, merge into one set of Musafim. And according to the Bahag, on the contrary, Shabbos and Yontif, when they are chal together, are two completely independent Kedushas Hayom and not commensurate. So this is a fundamental machlokes about the nature of Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yontif. The Rav mentioned also that the Yushalmi is of the opinion that on Shabbos, the Yushalmi Psochim, that when we're choisim Mekadosh Yisrael on Shabbos in general, Mekadosh Yisrael the HaShabbos. So, not as we say, just Mekadosh HaShabbos. So this Yushalmi Psochim apparently thinks that there's a dimension of Yontif that's Chal on Shabbos as well. And that's what we say, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaShabbos. And the Rav explained, based on the Ramban says in Yisrael that the mitzvah of Zochus Yom HaShabbos to be Mekadosh the Shabbos, that when we say Kiddush, even though Shabbos is Kodosh by itself, but when we say Kiddush, it adds another dimension to the Kiddush. So Shabbos therefore merges into the Yom Tovim as well. And Klai also plays a role by saying Kiddush. And we see such a notion, even though it's Kodosh by itself, we see such a notion by Pechor, according to the Man Yama, holds Mitzvah L'Akdisho, even though the Pechor is Kodesh Mirechem, but there's still a Mitzvah to be Kodesh the Pechor. And that Kedusha is Chal, because the Gemara says there's Hatfasa in that Kedusha. So Shabbos also merges into Yontif, or Yontif merges into Shabbos, and that's why when we say El Mode Hashem, the Pasuk says El Mode Hashem Shetikur Asam, and it begins with Shabbos. How is Shabbos one of the Moedei Hashem? But according to this, we understand, because Shabbos is also, and the Yom Tovim all fall under one rubric, according to Rashi, and they merge into one Kedushas Hayom. However, according to the Bahag, who has the opposite opinion about Ein Chosmim B'Shnayim, that on the contrary, it's when there are two different themes that it's okay, but if it's one theme, then it's not okay, because then it's a redundancy. So you see that he thinks that Shabbos and Yontif are incommensurate and two different Kedushas Hayom, and they don't merge into one Kedushas Hayom. The Rav pointed out, why is it that on Rosh Hashanah we say in the Chesima, Melech HaKol Aretz Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim, or Melech HaKol Aretz, that's not considered Chosmim B'Shnayim, mentioning Malchus, because part of the basic Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the theme of Malchus. And if you don't mention Malchus, Reb Chaim said, that you're not Yoytzei. Because the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is founded on Malchus, Malchus Hashem, and that theme.